Well, we bring the sacrifice of praise. I was pretty discouraged Wednesday night. I even started doubting a little bit. It was early in the morning, I guess, Thursday morning, early in the wee hours of the morning. And I had a little talk with Jesus, and I just told him my heart. I said, Lord, I'm ready to go if you take me. If this is your will, I'm ready to go. I felt that door opening, you know, to eternity, and I had kind of, you know, maybe pulled it back closed and said, Lord, we need to have a little talk.
Bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Faith. In the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, as thousands die, it can be tough to hold on to, even for a holy man. During this Holy Week, for billions worldwide, reporter Dan Tilken and I talk about Pastor Perry Hanchey, who got sick, almost gave up, and found his way back. I'm Ian Costello, and this is the Coin Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all.
So this man, Perry Hanchey, is a pastor in Longview at Longview Pentecostal Church, and he's 70 years old, and he, in the beginning of March, just got sick and got worse and worse, and just aches and pains and chills and fever just racking his body. But it didn't occur to him that it might be coronavirus. He didn't know what it was. The light bulb never went on. Eventually, his wife had to take him to the emergency room in Longview, and they diagnosed him with pneumonia in both lungs, and they tested him for coronavirus, but you know, those test results take a long time to come back, and he was in the hospital, and he thought he was dying. Pneumonia, if people don't know, your lungs are filling up with fluid, and so it's like you're drowning from the inside. And at one point, I mean, here's a pastor, this is a man who's dedicated his life to God, and he started to doubt his faith. He really started to doubt his faith.
Obviously, because of social distancing, you did not get a chance to sit down with him face to face. How did you interview him?
I interviewed him through one of the many different video conferencing apps. I did Zoom. His internet signal wasn't very good, and so it was a very choppy interview. So what I did is, for the first time on Sunday, he did his first sermon since he's been back. He finally had the strength to do it. And so he went on Facebook, and he and his wife hosted a sermon online.
I'm hoping this is working. We are live from Kelso, Washington, Longview Pentecostal Church. First time for us to do this live, but that's okay. My wife and I are here by ourselves, but we're going to have a potluck dinner after church. She's invited. She's invited me, so I'm excited about that. And she's going to actually be the usher also. Mary, I'd like for you to take up an offering if you would. We're excited. And we are going to try to sing a little bit of a few songs you sing with us. And we'll just worship with us. God is good to us.
And so I used most of that for the story after talking with him, and he thought it'd be a good idea.
And we do bring your praises and thanks into this little meeting together in Jesus' name. Bless us.
His energy was very, very raw. He was very real. He told people about what happened to him, and then he confessed that he had doubted his faith, and he asked God, he said, you know, why are you doing this to me? And he told God that, you know, I'm ready. If this is my time, I'm ready, but I really don't want to go. I have more things I want to do while I'm here.
But even though I'm ready, Lord, I don't feel like I want to go yet. I feel like my house, things are not.
He said he was pushing back against, you know, the eternal, you know, light that he was starting to see. Prayed on it, and doctors helped him, and he beat it. day he went home, I think, is when he found out that he actually had coronavirus.
I went through quite a deal here with that COVID-19 virus. Lost a little bit of weight, which that was good, I guess. I lost about 23 pounds.
He has been through a lot, but he's forging on. He's renewed his faith, and he's, you know, it's God's got some plans. Fascinating to talk to somebody who's put their entire, you know, life into their faith and how it this situation affects them.
Do you remember something that he said that really stood out to you?
Well, first of all, his wife, thinking that she had lost him a couple times.
My wife said, "You just wouldn't even open your eyes, and I just wanted to curl up." And that was quite an experience. She said she thought she lost me there a time or so. And
that was pretty startling. And then him saying that he was questioning his faith. That was very, very profound. And then he was talking about the sermon, because when in the sermon, he seems like he's full of energy.
What we are seeing is God's wake-up. God is giving us a wake-up call. He's tearing down the nation.
And he's just got this passion, and he's playing guitar, and he and his wife are singing.
God is so good to me.
So he told me that he actually had to end that sermon at the end of it. He just had to turn it off because he was just drained. And he said he's doing much, much better, but everything's still coming back, He said that he doesn't know how he got it. He said he was doing a lot of traveling. He went to Colorado, I think, for a religious conference, and then he was in Tacoma and for a men's rally, and he was around a lot of people going through different airports. And so he thinks that maybe that's where he picked it up. The doctors didn't test his wife. The doctor said, "There's no reason to test you. You've got it because you've been with him the whole time."
So Reverend Hanchey told you when you were interviewing him that there were times that he lost some of his faith. Did he point out a time that it came back for him?
Well, I think it's as he started to feel better, and he believes that God had a hand in him getting better, as well as the doctors in Longview. So he believes that's part of God's plan. That, you know, he's one of the people that got it. And when he was at his brink, maybe he had a conversation with God and told him, "I'm not done yet." And he gave him the strength to continue.
Seen death's door. And I pray, God, that I would appreciate you more and do what's necessary to make it. It's not a time right now to bail out, to do that. It's a time to take advantage and an opportunity for soul searching.
Did he say anything to you about learning lessons along the way?
He talks about in his sermon about how the future is unknown. Normal is not coming back anytime soon.
He says he giveth power, and I needed to hear that. We need to hear that. And some of you that are going through situations right now and circumstances through a loss of jobs and pain and suffering, some of you that are suffering from a virus and a sickness and in the fear of losing everything, he says he giveth power to the faint.
He's trusting in God and his faith. That there will be a new normal that God has in store and planned for us.
God is so good to me. So very good to me. He's more than this world to me. He's so good to me.
He's good to me.
His Spirit came.
That does it for me today. Take care of each other, stay safe, stay home if you can, and we will talk to you soon.
Outweigh the bad days, I can't complain.
The Coin 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin 6 podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.